Audio Gravity, 13th of August. No, it's not August. Whoops. Audio Gravity, 13th of September, 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. First link today is letsfreckle.com. Great name, great URL. Goodbye, administrativa. It's cool anyway. Freckle helps you manage your time. Try Freckle free for 30 days. Beautiful UI on this. Just awesome CSS. Really lightweight. Really nice put together. Time tracking, not hair pulling. Great, great commentary. Tracking your time for your clients, for yourself, doesn't have to be a dreaded task. Dispense with the preparation, avoidance, and gnashing of teeth. Freckle eliminates all the nonsense between you and your work. Perfect for freelancers, consultants, and small teams. Run with your time, not after it. Stitching time saves 9. There's various little bits of little tags that you can put on there. How many hours left for each business? I'm definitely going to try it out. You can get data in and out of it as well. It says your data stays yours, export anytime, JSON and XML API. Just awesome. I just like the look of it. It just looks really, really slick and clean and just useful. And I'm well into this sort of minimalistic, just, you know, easy to use software. I mean, why did we ever think that it needed to have all the whiz bang stuff on it? People want things that they use easily, that are nice and bubbly and web 2 and nicely shaped and plenty of space. Great site. Next link today, another really nicely designed site, theawesomer.com. The awesome with an R on the end.com. Seems to be a bit of an influx of sites with R's on the end of it. Responder, for instance. This is great. This is one of my favorites on my iPhone, because I use Byline RSS reader to read feeds when I'm either on the train or on the plane, because you can download all of your RSS feeds to your phone. You don't have to have any data connection to grab it. What's good about this, they collect together loads of different sites. I think they go digging around the internet looking for stuff, and they just have a whole bunch of stuff which is awesome on there, from gadgets and text. I mean, they've got like this playing card flask with just like a folded over flask that holds cards inside of it, but also a drinks thing. And then they've got like these Ecto Halo hoodie, which is the top that makes you look like the Master Chief for $88. Why you'd want one of them, I don't know. But there's the R2-D2 with 8 consoles built inside of it. Just awesome loads of kit. And you're really going to have to go and have a look at it, because it's definitely one to sign up to. Next link today, iMacSoft.com. Another company that's come on the scene that's making Macintosh programs, that they've seen a gap in the market in terms of conversion utilities and tools ever since Visual Hub died. Rest in peace. You know, there's been a need or a demand for tools to be able to convert between different formats. And these seem a little bit more reasonably priced than most other ones. I think what they do is they take open source codecs that are out there, and then they sort of put a really nice GUI front end onto it, and so they're easier to use. One thing I don't like is that they have so many different packages, you know, DV Create for Mac, DV Ripper for Mac, Video Convert for Mac. And I know they're doing it because they need to make more money from different packages, but for a new user, it's completely confusing and completely unnecessary. For instance, there's one here, you know, Video Converter for Mac, $28, and then iPhone Video Convert for Mac. Why can't you just roll the two together and ask for just a little bit more money? It just seems crazy to me. Next link today is the Squirrelizer. Add that ground squirrel to any image. The true geek in me, I had to mention this. It's over on lutralutra.co.uk/Squirrelizer. You give it a source, a URL, either a JPEG or a PNG, and you can set the offset from the left-hand side. You can size up how big the squirrel is going to be. Yes, I know, it's completely stupid and completely unnecessary, but if you've got somebody's photo or friend or family photo, why not stick a squirrel in there as well? Last link today, and one I have to mention because it's got a really nice engine base behind it. A virtual tour on the Trans-Siberian train. Somebody has built, I don't know the PR company or the company behind it who has built this, but it's a virtual tour using Flash, but they've done it in such a nice way where you can look left and right, you've got nice photos, you've got little hover points on it, you can go down the train, you can, you know, typical virtual tour, but sort of based on the train. They've gone the extra mile by putting in animation of you know, like the outside going by. Just a really, really nicely done virtual tour. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.